Almost every person on the surface of this earth is looking for success. But every person has a different criteria for success. Many people are of this opinion that a person who has education, secular education, then he is successful. But experience will show us that there's so many people who have got secular education, let alone in deen, but even when it comes to worldly matters, you cannot see them having any success. In fact, a lot of people with degrees and high qualifications, they cannot even find a job, they do not even have any livelihood, any way to earn money. So this type of a mindset is completely incorrect, where someone thinks to themselves that only if you have secular education, then you will be successful. If you don't have secular education, you know, a person will starve or you will have to stretch out his hands. There's no such thing like this. Rozi is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to whomsoever he wishes. People in the world, there are billionaires, can't even sign their own names. So many businessmen you will see, they are so wealthy, so successful. The professionals are nowhere near them, but they have got no education. So this type of a mindset that unfortunately has been created, and it's created all the time, the children in the schools are being told the same thing. If you don't pass this exam, if you don't study, you know, what's going to happen to you? You'll be a failure. Not necessarily. Everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. Everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the risk to whomsoever he wishes. And whomsoever he wishes, he will hold the risk back from that person. One person may be earning a very large salary, huge amount of money he is getting, but no barakat in the money. So many people will tell you, earning so much of money, but don't ask me where the money goes. Before the end of the month, the money is gone in different directions, and towards the end, I do not have anything left. So more than being concerned of earning big amounts and large amounts, a person needs to make dua for barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give him barakat. So this type of a mindset is completely incorrect. It is completely against the Islamic teachings. If a person wants to gain secular education within the parameters of the Shariat, without breaking any laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's nothing wrong in him gaining secular education. But this thinking like this, that only if you have secular education, then only you can be progressive, then only you can be successful, this is completely incorrect. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa, one of the most senior students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was Imam Abu Yusuf, the first person in history to get the title of Qadi al-Qudat, you know, the judge of all judges. He was a very great qazi of his time. So some ulama mentioned this incident, that when Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi was a young boy, he was about 7 years of age, his father passed away. So his mother thought that this young boy, he needs to learn some profession. So if he learns a profession, he can work and he can generate an income. In those days and times, it was not known of women leaving the home to go and earn money. In fact, if you look in the history, right up till around the year 1800, this was something that was unheard of. In a very, very rare situation, you know, where there's complete desperation or something, then there you would find it. But it was not a norm. So she sent Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi to go and learn how to wash clothing. Yeah, you don't see it, all right. We have laundries now, but in that zamana you had a dhobi. In India also you get a person like a washman where he comes, he takes your clothing, he washes it for you, brings it back. And like that, he earns, he gets a salary like that. That's his livelihood. So he was going to this Dobi and he saw the lessons of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Imam Abu Hanifa, great Imam of his time, and the thousands of people around him all benefiting from his knowledge. Now what a great honor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose someone, or for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose someone's child to learn the deen of Allah. What a great honor it is. So he went and he sat down in the lessons of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And Imam Hanifa made out also that this young boy seems to have got some potential. One day he will do some work. But after a few days, his mother found out he's not going to the Dobi, so she stopped him. She told him, I sent you there to go and learn how to wash clothing. And you were sitting in the lessons. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh made some inquiries why this boy is not here. Then he was informed. So he called him and he gave him one bag of silver coins. And he told him, take this money home and give this to your mother, and whatever needs you have got, whenever you've got any other needs, you come back to me. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah, that was also the ustads of that time. When they saw someone that got potential and the person was in need, they would assist the person themselves to say, this man needs to study. They were passionate about imparting knowledge. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah's mother, after some time, she came to Imam Abu Hanifa. And she told him, see, I appreciate the fact that you are assisting us, but how long is this going to continue for? We can't continue coming to you and asking you for assistance. This boy needs to learn something. So Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, in a jovial manner, he told his mother, obviously behind the parda or veil, wherever the mother was, came to meet him. So he told her that, I can see this boy, he's learning how to eat faluda made with the ghee of pistas. And she went away. Imam Abu Yusuf says, after that, before that money got finished, Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh will give me another bag of money. So he got a few coins left. He'll call him, there's another bag here, take it, carry on, you use this for your needs, give it to your mother. Until Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh studied and studied, and he worked very, very hard. It is mentioned that even Eid day too, he was coming to Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh to learn. Even Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, he got married after he got a bit older. He had one child. The child passed away. He did not miss his lessons. He told other people, right, you all can do the janazah, but I got to be there for the lessons. I can't miss out on the lessons of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And then he climbed the ladder, and eventually then he became this great person, Qadiul Qudat, the judge of all judges. And he was under the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. And one day, he was on the dastarkhan of Harun Rashid. When Harun Rashid, like there was a tray or something that was brought, and he told him that, see, this is a delicacy today, what we're serving you. We don't even eat this in the palace very often. This is faluda made with the oil or the ghee of pistas. So when he said this, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi smiled. Many years passed. So he asked him, what makes you smile? He said, when I was a young boy, 7 years of age, and my mother went to complain to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi that this boy needs to learn something to make money. He said, I can see him. This is what he's learning now. He's learning how to eat that. We just thought it was a joke. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was just making a joke. But look at it, this is the reality. So Harun Rashid then commented and said, may Allah have mercy on Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He could see with his foresight that which we cannot see with our naked eyes. So we were speaking about the mindset. This mindset that we've got nowadays, unfortunately, this mindset is a foreign mindset. This is coming from the kuffar. This is not the mindset of the Quran and Hadith, where you're thinking to yourself, hey, you have to have secular education. If you don't have secular education, what's going to happen to you? You will starve, you will die, this will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you. And Allah will provide for your children also. People worry, what's going to happen to my daughter? And what if she gets divorced? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide, and then you as the father, the brothers, the immediate mahrams, the family members, this is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to take care of your daughter. You need to instill those values in your sons, to say, if anything happens to me, you will have to take care of your sister. So this type of mindset, we need to correct it, rectify it, constantly remember, Allah is Razak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives risk, it is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control, and when you put your trust in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you from avenues you never imagined of also. Where your mind never went to, that my rozi can come from here, Allah will open up the rozi from that avenue. May Allah grant us the true understanding. وآخر دعوانا.